Now, this is what we talk about when we say don't hate the player, hate the game. Now, it seems like PUBG is planning to take over what's left of 2022 after announcing that they will be going big, or maybe it's just a big month for footballers in PUBG. Crafton has announced that Player Unknown's Battlegrounds will be introducing a collaboration with a Brazilian football player, with themed visuals popping up in the game and items are available in the game store itself. Palser, what is this surprise all about?
Hi, Mac. Yes, well, Crafton, they did announce that they'll be introducing the collaboration with a Brazilian footballer by the name of Neymar da Silva Santos Jr., with themed visuals popping up in-game and items available in the in-game store. Now, the Neymar collaboration is dropping as part of the 20.2 update, which is due out on PC on November 9th and consoles on November 17th, with some visual updates which will include billboards, building decorations, soccer balls, and gear packages themed after the soccer superstar. Now, as a keen gamer himself, it's not Neymar's first collaboration with gaming companies. Other than appearing in the PES 2016 cover star, the footballer was also made available as an unlockable skin in Fortnite last year. And according to recent leaks for Modern Warfare 2, the athlete could also be appearing soon as a new operator in-game alongside other big-name footballers. Now, PUBG Mobile is also getting into the world of football ahead of the Qatar World Cup in November, with Lionel Messi collaboration for the mobile spin-off.
Now, yesterday I found myself watching Ryan Coogler, the director of Wakanda, chatting to Inverse regarding the new movie and tone. As you drive past the studio right here in Madran and Jacaranda FM, you'll see there's a massive billboard of the story Wakanda Forever. Now, rumor has it that it had to change its tone, obviously without its main character, May Soul Rest in Peace. You know, obviously the rewrite of the script was going to be necessary to make the sequel work. But while the script had to change, I believe that the tone didn't change as much. But rumors has it that Wakanda's tone has changed. How true is that?
Well, Mac, as we know, Chadwick Boseman took Marvel's Black Panther film to the top of the movie charts, making it one of the most highest grossing movies of all time and turning what was long considered a B-tier character into a household name. Then, in 2020, he died of colon cancer. Neither the film's cast nor Marvel Studios brass were willing to consider recasting the character of T'Challa. The tone was going to be similar, said Coogler of the original Wakanda Forever script. T'Challa was going to be grieving the loss of time, you know, coming back after being gone for 5 years. As a man with so much responsibility to so many, coming back after a forced 5 years of absence, that's what the film was going to be talking about. He was grieving the time he couldn't get back. Grieving was a big part of it. Some details remain from the original script. Namor, the Submariner, was always the antagonist, Coogler said. Other things had to change, though. Who the protagonist was, the flaws of the protagonist, what the protagonist was dealing with in their journey, all of this stuff had to be different due to us losing him and the decision that we made about moving forward, Coogler said, who called making Wakanda Forever without Boseman the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my professional life. So Black Panther Wakanda Forever is expected to be a box office hit, making $175 million or more during its first weekend alone. And the film is set to debut on November 11th.
Now, here's a very interesting story, right? Also making trends and news. We know Denzel Washington does not believe in drugs at all. Nothing at all. So there's this massive story making news that we've got finger sandwiches, chips, dip, donuts, everything on the set had drugs. So now my question is, I'm asking myself, if Denzel got to the set and he maybe snacked on something, was he not high when he shot this movie? So Denzel Washington's Equalizer is all about righting wrongs. But this week, the crime on set was real instead of fictional, as Italian police seized over 100 grams of cocaine from some of the film's caterers. Now, Rian, you know the whole story behind this. What really happened on that set? And I just found out that recently someone passed on the set.
Well, Mac, the story is that investigation began after the head of the film's catering company died suddenly of a heart attack on Monday night. Small packages of cocaine were found among his clothing. sending the police towards the catering company's hotel rooms. There, police found 120 grams of cocaine, arrested two other members of the catering company on charges related to drug dealing, and revoked a third employee's driver's license for possession. Now, Equalizer 3 stars Denzel Washington and Dakota Fanning, who starred together in the Tony Scott-directed film Man on Fire in 2004, 18 years earlier. Antoine Fuqua is directing the picture, with Richard Fink writing, and the pair also directed and wrote the first two Equalizer films. The picture is being filmed in Italy's Amalfi Coast area, thanks to production incentives via production company Garbo Produzioni. Equalizer 3 is currently scheduled to release on September 1st, 2023.